Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network presents coverage of your favorite local teams, the Badgers, Bears, Cougars, Rough Riders, Eagles, and Wranglers. This is Talkin' Central Arizona Sports with me, Torrance Dunham. It's finally almost game time in Northern Arizona for high school and college sports. Chino Valley kicks off the high school football season this Friday on the road at Page, with Prescott and Bradshaw football getting started next week. Last week's episode put a spotlight on the Chino Valley Cougars football team. This week's show previews the defending Grand Canyon region champion Bradshaw Mountain Bears, who are looking to make it three in a row this year. Of course, last year the Bears got to the quarterfinals, but lost to the 4A state champion ALA Gilbert North Eagles. If you need more of a refresher of last season, check out the Bradshaw Mountain football episode of TCAS Replay that was released a few weeks back. But let's focus on the upcoming season. A roster chock full of juniors and seniors looks to take what was learned last year and apply it for this season, having tasted success both in region and conference play in 2022. Last year's team featured a dominant rushing attack, led by one of the best running backs in the 4A conference, Gabriel Ricketts. He had over 1,500 yards rushing last season and scored 12 touchdowns. Another key returner on offense is Jordan Kelly, who rushed for 547 yards last season and scored 5 touchdowns. As a group, the Bears rushed for over 3,000 yards and scored 37 touchdowns on the ground. Ricketts and Kelly also made themselves known on defense, with Ricketts leading the team with 4 sacks and Kelly finishing second on the team with 99 total tackles. The team leader in tackles last season, James Giggy, also returns after recording 133 total tackles last year to go along with 2 interceptions. Taking a look at the schedule, Bradshaw plays 3 of their first 4 games at home, starting off with Snowflake on August 25th. The next week they play Canyon del Oro in Prescott Valley before hitting the road for the first time this season for a matchup against Moon Valley on September 8th in the Valley. After a home game against St. Mary's on September 15th, the Bears spend the next 2 weeks on the road against Apache Junction and Coconino before returning home from Mingus on October 6th. After a bye week, it's the annual rivalry game with Prescott at Prescott on October 20th. The Bears finish the regular season with a home game against Flagstaff on October 27th and a road game against Lee Williams on November 3rd. All the start times are 7 p.m. Joining the show to continue talking Bradshaw Mountain football is head coach of the team, Bob Young. Bob, how are you?
I'm doing well.
So first things first, how's practice been going and what is the excitement level of the team with the season just over a week away?
Well, yeah, we're gearing up. We've got a 4-way scrimmage down in Mesa tomorrow, and, you know, the season's upon us. So, you know, we've worked hard in the off season, and now the guys are ready to start playing real games.
So, you know, this year, Bradshaw not only has an experienced team, but one that has already witnessed success last year with a region championship. Going into a new season, how does that help prepare the team for this season to repeat and go even further?
Like you said, we do have a lot of experience. We've got a lot of juniors and seniors that have, you know, been there and done that. So now the challenge is to try to see if we can go a little bit further this year.
You know, the team last year had a dominant rushing attack led by one of the best in the 4A, of course, Gabriel Ricketts. With Ricketts back for his senior season, will the Bears offense kind of take a similar shape to last year with a focus on the running game?
I believe so. And, you know, we've got 3 of our 5 linemen coming back, so we feel that's kind of our MO is running the football, so we hope to be really good at it.
So obviously the season not this Friday but next Friday. Looking at the schedule, Bradshaw begins the season playing 3 of their first 4 games at home there in Prescott Valley, including the season opener against Snowflake on August 25th. Does that help to begin the season primarily at home, maybe get some home cooking to start the season before heading out onto the road?
I think so. And I think, you know, it's been a long time since Bradshaw's had a bunch of home games early. So, it'll be nice. It'll be nice to, you know, especially not playing down in Phoenix where it's 110 degrees. It's like we've been doing the last couple of years. So I think it'll definitely be a benefit.
Last year, the 4A Grand Canyon region battle was neck and neck with you guys and rival Prescott. What are you expecting this season from region competition, and what is one thing that needs to happen for the Bears to repeat as champions of the region again?
Well, the reason we were able to win last year is because we kept getting better every week, and you know, we didn't sustain a lot of injuries. We don't have a lot of depth, and you know, so the key is going to be real similar. Prescott's going to battle. They're always good, well coached. I think Lee Williams is going to be really tough. Coconino. So you know, the regions. You know, there's some big battles, and we just have to continue to get better every week to have a chance to win it again.
As we mentioned, next Friday is the season opener there at home. What are you expecting from the home crowd?
I'd like to have a big crowd because Snowflake, you know, they're going to come in. They're probably going to be one or two in state coming in preseason. And, you know, it'd be nice to get a big crowd to, you know, open up the season and support these guys that have worked so hard all off season.
All right. Well, Bob, thanks for joining the show again. Good luck in the new season, and I look forward to talking with you as games get underway.
You bet. Thanks.
Next week's show will conclude previewing local football teams as Prescott takes center stage. You can get a full recap of the 2022 Prescott football season prior to the show by listening to the Prescott football edition of TCAS Replay from a few weeks back. The first whip around of Season 2 in just a second, but first, this episode is brought to you in part by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Give them a call to make sure everything is looking good and you are ready when the temps begin to dip again in the fall months. It's not that far away. After all, high school football is back this week. All the info you need is at ypeinc.com. That's ypeinc.com. Okay, with games set to get underway, let's whip around Central Arizona sports. As mentioned, Chino Valley football kicks off their season on Friday at 7 p.m. on the road at Page. The Chino Valley girls soccer team gets their season started this weekend with the girls Longhorn Invitational in Payson. The Prescott High School boys golf team began their season on Tuesday against Lee Williams. Next up is a match with Flagstaff, Page, and Coconino on Thursday at 2 p.m. in Coconino. The Bradshaw Mountain boys golf team starts the season on Thursday at the Prescott Country Club against Mingus at 3 p.m. The Embry-Riddle men's soccer team gets their season started with a home game against Providence on Saturday at 8 p.m. before hitting the road for a game Tuesday against Arizona Christian. The Embry-Riddle women's soccer team hosts Spring Arbor on Thursday and Corbin on Sunday, both at 7 p.m. to begin their season. The women's volleyball team also gets their season started Thursday in a tournament against Oregon Tech and Southern Oregon and against Mello and Corbin on Friday. The Yavapai College women's soccer team kicks off the season on Thursday at Ken Lindley Field in Prescott against the College of Southern Nevada at 3:30 p.m. The men's soccer team begins their season directly after against the College of Southern Nevada at 6 p.m. The Yavapai College volleyball team begins the season on the road against Scottsdale at 7 p.m. on Monday. Now it's time for my thoughts on some state sports. What a shame the Arizona Diamondbacks season has become. What looked so promising just over a month ago, first place in the NL West and 16 games over 500, has come crashing down to hovering around 500, the division being completely lost, and now in serious trouble for losing a chance at the wild card. It was unimaginable back in July that the team could possibly be playing meaningless games in September, and yet, here we are. So how did we get here? The team's bullpen that had shown cracks throughout the beginning of the season finally broke apart, with a multitude of meltdowns during this collapse. The offense, which had been a bright spot, completely went silent, which even extends to the favorite for Rookie of the Year, Corbin Carroll. This to go along with a starting rotation that has been marred by injuries and bad performances by those not named Zach Gallen or Merrill Kelly for most of the season. The D-backs clearly overachieved in the first half of the season, but to come crashing down to earth like they have over the past month is something I didn't think we would see with a team like this. A collapse like this shows the importance of off-season moves, which the D-backs really didn't do a lot of. The price for the pieces Arizona needed at the trade deadline were too high. The team's makeup is good. That was shown in the beginning of the season. But the pressure is now on the front office to make meaningful moves, especially in the bullpen and starting rotation, over the offseason, in addition to bringing in more veterans and shoring up the roster. That combined with the D-backs rookie lineup coming out of a slump and playing like they are capable of for most of the season will hopefully result in not another September of playing meaningless baseball in Arizona. I'm Torrence Dunham, and this has been Talkin' Central Arizona Sports, part of Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network. We'll see you back here next week for a preview of Prescott High School football.